is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-3776 is your number. Probably better to use that for the text. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook line. Find The Blitz, click Facebook page, not Facebook line. Find The Blitz, click like, and put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, a lot of draft talk. We buried the Rockets and will not speak of them again. They will be our new Voldemort for now. And that's about it. A lot of good draft talk and just some general making fun of things. And out here at Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, a great place to hang out. So happy to be back out here. This is like my home away from home on this side of town. And still get out here quite a bit. But first time I've been here in a while. And it's great to be back, seeing a lot of the old familiar faces at work here. And we're going to be here till 6 o'clock tonight when draft coverage starts. And we're talking about a couple things. Ryan, who is Clutch City Dude, says Nickelback is bad, but at least you didn't go to a Shinedown show. Hashtag unforgivable. We're not friends anymore, Ryan. Very funny, though. And then we were talking about where to watch NFL draft stuff. And Clayton says, I know it's the wrong audience, but best draft coverage is DallasCowboys.com. I don't like team-specific coverage.
I don't either.
Kind. I want...
If you're a Cowboy fan, yeah, maybe that is the best for you.
Well, yes and no, because you're not ever going to get a fair assessment. You're always going to get, this is why this is a good pick, this is why this guy's a great fit.
Yeah, but I also feel like they never, whatever channel you watch, they don't really give fair assessments. There's not enough guys who say, you know what, I don't really like this player. I think he kind of sucks, and I don't think he's going to have a great NFL career.
I've heard guys on NFL Network do that.
Okay.
And say, and Kiper does that too sometimes. This guy's a reach, he'll never be any good. And it doesn't mean they're right, but I don't want coverage that's tailored specifically to the team, because I think that's, I've never heard anybody that's given me a good assessment of that. And that's, you know, no disrespect to the folks who do the Texans stuff, but you know, I remember when CJ Fedorowicz was drafted and they're comparing him to Rob Gronkowski, and I'm just like, okay, this is dumb. And about the only thing to compare them to is that they're both big white guys.
Yeah.
That's about it. So... and
did the guy who said that, is he known for saying rock and roll?
Indeed he is. Or okay. Or what will soon be brock and roll, I'm sure.
Rock and roll.
So and look, I like him a lot, but he's paid by the team. He's supposed to do that stuff. And
right.
And most of anytime you get that kind of draft coverage, it's always going to be slanted towards, oh, this guy could step in and start and all that. And I just prefer, when I hear, like I said, radio, I like the ESPN guys, and TV, I like NFL Network. And I think, you know, it just depends on what you want. If you want team-specific stuff and you want to hear that, then that's where you should go. So, you know, but if you really want to find out about a guy, if you haven't followed it that close, then those are the directions I would go. So, actually, I did hear Gruden slam somebody once. And of all people, I think it was Julio Jones for drops.
Okay. Gruden loves every player until they're on his team, and then he hates them.
Well, he loves any player that's on his brother's team.
Yeah.
And then once his brother gets rid of him, he doesn't like him either. But other than that, but he always has positive things to say about people. I just remember it was very odd when Julio Jones got drafted. He showed a bunch of tape of him dropping balls and talked about he drops the ball too much. And that was Gruden. I'm like, wow.
Well,
did he pee in your cereal or something, man?
Whoops.
Yeah, that's I'm like, okay, there's a lot of guys you can do that on. I was just surprised to see it on him. There are some pretty cool prop bets running around out there, if you'd like to discuss.
I'll take a look at some.
Starting with, if you're convinced Jared Goff is the number one pick of the Los Angeles Rams, for every $15 you bet, you can win one.
Okay.
He's minus 1,500 to be the number one
pick. That's not a great value.
Now, if you think Carson Wentz is going to be the number one pick.
I don't.
7-1.
Okay.
Any other player, 33-1.
All right.
I think there's no value there whatsoever. I think it's Jared Goff, and unless they've been smoke screening us the whole time because it's pretty clear.
I still think it'd be so hilarious if they take Wentz and leave Goff to the Eagles. It'd be so hilarious.
Yeah, I would love that.
And then
I'd really love it.
Even if they just do it and then they force them to make some stupid trade.
Yeah, yeah. Although, what do they have left to trade you?
I don't know.
They've pretty much given away everything.
We'll take your pads.
Some over-unders for you. Joey Bosa, over-under, pick number 5.
I think he'll go before 5 because I think that's who the Cowboys are going to take.
Ezekiel Elliott, over-under, 8.5.
I'll go...
Well, if you think the Cowboys are taking Bosa, I don't think there's any way...
I think Elliott goes after 8.
Yeah, 8.5, though.
Which... I think he goes 9 or later.
Okay. Derrick Henry, over-under, 37.
Oh.
I think he should go over, but I think somebody will take him before that.
I think he'll go earlier.
All right.
I think he'll go in the first 4 or 5 picks tomorrow.
Over-under, number of players drafted, Alabama in the first round, 3.5.
Okay. Let me do some quick math on that. There is Ryan Kelly, who's going to go.
Raglan,
Reed, maybe Robinson.
I think Kelly is the one that might go in the second round.
I'll go. It's over under 3?
3.5.
Oh, it's tough.
It's a good number.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
I'll go. I think it boils down to how many. If you think it's going to be one of those drafts where everybody reaches for a quarterback. If you think 5 quarterbacks are going to go in the first round, I would say it's going to be under 3.5 Alabama players. If you don't think that's the case, I'll go over.
Okay. I don't think that's the case. I think there's going to be 3 quarterbacks. Maybe 4.
Okay.
I think Connor Cook might go to the Broncos. All right. Over under 5 Ohio State players in the first round.
I think 5 is the number.
Over under 8.5 SEC players in the first round. I think I'm going to go over on that.
I don't know. I mean,
if you think there's 3 Alabama guys, there's 2 Ole Miss guys.
There's a Georgia guy.
That's
I think that's it, though.
Well.
Oh, Vernon Hargraves. I'll go over. And there could be another Ole Miss guy if Kimbichi goes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's an interesting number to me, too. But I'd lean over on that. How about.
And that Aggie. Guard tackle.
He's not going in the first round.
You don't think so?
No, not from anything I've heard.
He wouldn't in my round if I had the pick, but I could see it.
I think he is going to free fall a little bit.
Okay.
Over under 13.5 Ohio State players in all rounds.
God, that's so many. I go under. I mean, just because we've never seen anything like that before. I mean, it's entirely possible, but.
How about this? Over under 13.5 offensive players taken in round 1.
I'd have to take a look at the
yeah, 17.5 is the defensive number, 13.5 is the offensive number.
Okay.
So which makes sense because there's only
31 picks.
This year. Well, if you're looking at offense, I mean we got to think the 2 quarterbacks, Tunsil. I'd say Elliott goes in the first round. It comes down to what do you think of the receivers?
How many receivers go? Ronnie Stanley's going to go for sure.
Ronnie Stanley.
I think Taylor Decker and Jack Conklin.
Okay, now we're up to.
And you think 3 quarterbacks?
I think 3 quarterbacks. Yeah, that would get you there. That would get you to the over.
Okay.
So, anyway. 713-780-ESPN. Mike said, man, I forgot the show started at 3 today. Miss Rebecca Black, it's not the weekend without it. Ah, but Rebecca's tomorrow.
That's right.
It's not Friday yet. So you will still have a chance to get your Rebecca. And Dustin says you should have turned into Cowboys.com when they took Frederick. It was not pretty. They're eating crow now. That's the thing. In general, fans don't want you taking offensive linemen, even though look at that Cowboys line, which they built with first-round picks. When San Francisco was good, they went a couple years in a row where they were loading up that offensive line. I'm not saying that's always the path to success, but I think if you're going to be effective long term, man, if you have a line that you don't have to worry about,
yeah,
that's it makes all the difference in the world. And I'll be surprised if they actually do draft an offensive lineman, but it'll be a pleasant surprise. I still think I would, if there were a number on it, I'd bet on the Texans trading out of that pick.
Yeah.
So here's another one. If less than three quarterbacks are drafted in the first round, you know what that pays you? 13-1.
Well, I think that there's going to be some teams reaching, but 13-1 is not bad value.
Yeah, I do think that, especially since we don't know what the Jets are doing now. I guess if you're the Broncos, you could also trade for somebody and not take a quarterback.
Yeah.
There's always that possibility. Cause I'm,
well,
I'm not,
if they're talking about trading for Bradford.
Yeah.
Which I still am curious how that'll work.
So I'm looking at this site that I use on occasion. Here's some other little tidbits for you if you want to play around a little bit. The Chargers, plus 400 if you think they're going to trade that pick.
I don't.
Cowboys, plus 350 if you think they're going to trade that pick.
I don't.
Jaguars, plus 225 for number five.
I could see them trading.
Ravens, plus 225.
I don't think they're going to trade. I think the Ravens, man, the Ravens, you got to think about how many guys, the kind of injuries they dealt with last year, which was pretty much everybody on that team being hurt most of the season. The Ravens aren't the kind of team that should be picking sixth.
No.
It's almost unfair because they're going to get a player that is going to be a real impact for them, and that's already a pretty good team.
Laremy Tunsil over 5.5 now.
It depends on Ronnie Stanley.
It all depends on – well, that to me depends on what the Chargers do. If the Chargers don't take him and somebody doesn't trade up to get him, I could see that happening.
And if he goes to six, think about that. If Laremy Tunsil goes to the Ravens, doesn't that seem kind of unfair?
Well, they sucked for a year, and that's what you get. Guys, got to tell you about Mother's Day coming up. It's time to take care of your mom. It's time to take care of the moms in your lives. And the way to do it is with Sherry's Berries.
They're already gone at my house, Fred.
Are they?
The whole box is gone.
Yeah, well, mine do.
I'm a fatso. I let my wife and kids share one, and I ate the other 11.
Well, what we did is mine took them to work to impress our bosses, and it worked. I mean, these things are so good, and they're so awesome, and they don't last very long. And that's the best way to thank your mom for all the cool things she did for you. Or just the mother of your children. And Mother's Day is just around the corner. Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. And how about this? One dozen assorted roses for $39.99. Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses for $39.99 plus shipping. Two perfect gifts all from one place.
The berries, as always, dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and their signature swizzles. These things are amazing. They are every year. And the flowers are amazing as well with a 7-day freshness guarantee. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction always guaranteed or your money back. My wife loves these every year. It's a must get. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, you got to come through with the berries. You got to come through with the flowers. Here you can get them both in one move. Here's the only way to get the great deal, and it's only today. Freshly dipped strawberries plus one dozen assorted roses for $39.99. It's an exclusive offer for you guys. Only when you use the code FredAndAJ. That's berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in Fred and AJ. Berries.com, click on the microphone, type in Fred and AJ. Order today. This offer ends today only. And make sure you order now. Mother's Day, this is right around the corner. So don't waste any time, guys. Get on this ASAP. That's berries.com.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Nick's place. If you're just getting off work, this is your place to come hang out. We're on the American side. The other side's the soccer side. It's European.
Soccer does matter.
It does. And you can go over there and watch it if you want. It's cool. I don't know if the game's still going on over there, though. I have not been back to that side.
But today, soccer doesn't really matter.
No, today all that matters is
American football matters today.
America. It's all about America.
USA. USA.
Speaking of America, did you see what I know you're a big Curt Schilling guy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what he had to say on his way out of ESPN?
He said everybody at ESPN is a giant racist, including A.J. Hoffman and Fred Fowler.
Well, I think he means, like, ESPN, not necessarily here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although,
you know. The racists are in Bristol.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Good.
He said it was apparent to me.
So he got fired because he's white?
Well, no, it's not that. He got fired because he's conservative.
Gotcha.
He says it was apparent to me early on that if you wanted to go off topic as a sports person, you had to go off topic left or you were going to get in trouble. Some of the most racist things I've ever heard have come out of people that are on the air at ESPN. They're some of the biggest racists in sports commentating. The memo that was sent out more than once was about they wanted on-air talent to focus on sports. To me, that means focus on sports unless you want to talk about something that is part of the liberal agenda. You listen to Stephen A. Smith, and Stephen A. Smith was the guy that said that Robert Griffin didn't play quarterback for the Redskins because he's black. No, Robert Griffin didn't play quarterback for the Redskins because he sucked. Tony Kornheiser compared the Tea Party to ISIS. I don't know any planet where those are sports topics, but I don't care. It's okay. I think those conversations need to happen, but as soon as you go to the flip side, the right side, there are repercussions for not talking about sports. You know what? I don't think that's why he got fired. I think he got fired because a lot of his stuff was, you know, hate-filled, frankly. But I do think there's a little bit to that, that if you're going to get political, you damn well better do it on the terms that they want.
Well, and it just, I mean, a lot of that depends on where you are. You know, sometimes when we talk politics here, we don't get the most favorable reaction from our audience or bosses, for that matter, just because of where we live. But listen, I'm a big believer in you do you, and you'll find a place to do you if that's the case.
Yeah. I bet some of that stuff would fly pretty well here if he wanted to get a job here. You know where you could get a job? I bet they'd hire him tomorrow.
610's hiring a morning show guy. Kurt Schilling and John Lopez in the mornings. Who wouldn't want to listen to that?
Me.
Oh. Well, okay.
I was going to say Fox News.
Okay.
That's a good place for that, right?
No. Fox News only hires super hot chicks. And I think
that's not true. I've seen a lot of cranky guys on there.
Yeah, but those guys, like, they're just there for filler between the really hot chicks. That's the best thing Fox News has ever done, is figure out that we don't need, like, serious news people. We just need super hot chicks, and people will watch it. Smart. It's a good move.
I'm for.
If I had a TV station, I'd probably consider the same strategy.
I wouldn't for radio. Nobody cares.
No.
It's the exact opposite.
Yeah, we're allowed to be ugly and no one.
Yeah, and
no big deal. NBD, as the kids say.
Yeah, but that makes sense. A lot of Saints fans asking me what we think they're going to do. I think they'll go. They've got to go defense. There's no question. And most of the mocks I've seen is Sheldon Rankins, which would be a solid pick there. I could see them, you know, Shaq Lawson maybe even.
Yeah.
I think there's some good possibilities for them to beef up that defensive line. And I think they need they've done a pretty good job of overhauling things here in the offseason. But the more they can do on that side of the ball, the better. And, you know, I think they should have enough weapons on offense, but that's one that they have to do. El Jefe says, how ironic that the Rockets were eliminated a year after this post and brought back the just close your eyes, it will all be over soon, with the horse getting shot.
Oh, poor horse.
It's already over.
Poor Rocket.
So, yeah. 936 says you got to have a bunch of hot chicks to balance Bill O'Reilly.
That's true. He is not a hot chick.
No. So there you go. Put O'Reilly on with, or put Schilling on with O'Reilly.
O'Reilly doesn't need Kurt Schilling, though.
That's probably true. Well, if they're trying to break in some hot young woman who's going to be conservative, put him with her.
That's the thing about women, that you don't need to break them in. If you have a hot chick, you just put her on TV, and it's success.
Really?
Yeah. They don't need help, like, getting used to them. They just need to be hot. Just hit makeup and hair, and if you look good, you're good. Everybody knows this. If you wear the right kind of bra, it makes you look stacked.
You got to show those legs off too. That's that thing.
Got to have legs, and you've got to be able to wear heels, because you can't be on TV wearing flats. Dudes will be like, "What's this chick doing?"
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
I love this. The NFL has once again told that ESPN and NFL Network and those guys not to tip the picks off on Twitter. Which,
who's saying that? The NFL?
The NFL, yeah.
Hmm.
It benefits the television shows of ESPN and NFL Network not to leak stuff. But I don't care. I like getting it on Twitter before it comes out. I just want to know who's taking who. I don't care about all the pageantry. And I think that...
Does it bother you when they get picks ahead? Like when they haven't even announced the if they haven't even announced the 20th pick and they're already saying who the Texans are taking?
Nope, doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
All I care about is who do they get, and then I can look at how that guy fits, how many mock drafts were actually close, and start thinking about who you're going to take next. Okay, you filled this hole, so what's next? I know some people like, to me it's the same thing as the Olympics when they're in a different country. And everybody's giving the results out on Twitter, and people get pissed off because they want to watch it at night. I don't care. I'll watch it at night if I'm interested in it. But I'm all about. I just want the knowledge, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to screw around with all the comments and everything else. I just want to know who they took and how that person fits, and that's it. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. You know what? I'm going to give something away because I have a giveaway here. If I can get this thing to work. How about this? A Ride-Along 2 Blu-ray combo pack. The brothers-in-law are back. Kevin Hart and Ice Cube reunite in Ride-Along 2 with hilarious deleted scenes, gag reel, and more. Ride-Along 2 is twice as funny, twice as fun. Now own it on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. From Universal Pictures Home Entertainment, we'll take caller 15 at 713-780-3776. You get a Blu-ray combo pack. So you can see that thing in all kinds of different ways. Somebody asking, is that why Sarah Spain has a show? Isn't that radio?
I think so.
So I don't know. I don't really pay much attention to...
Ugly chicks can do sports radio. That's been happening for years.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't really noticed because I don't really pay attention.
Not that Sarah Spain's ugly.
I couldn't tell you what she looks like.
She's all right.
It's all right. Like a six pack or eight beer, 10 beer. What would be your range?
I don't know.
I'm not talking like 14% alcohol beer. I'm talking.
No, she's an attractive woman.
Well, but that shot that Fletcher just showed me is highlighting her.
Oh yeah. Well, that's great. That part.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm about the total package. So I need to see the whole thing before I can judge. So.
Oh, please, Fred.
No. I'm gonna go no. Somebody says, that's why Michelle Beadle got a job 10 years ago. It doesn't really apply now. Okay. Any chance Dallas takes Ramsey over Bosa? If Ramsey's there?
I think it's a possibility. If Ramsey and Bosa are there, I think... They've got a real tough decision, but they've lost every pass rusher they had from last season, and not bringing back Greg Hardy kind of put some pressure on them to have a pass rusher, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, although I also think I like the idea of getting a guy like Ramsey, who I think will be an impact player for a long time. So
I'm with you. I think Bosa can be too, though. I think both those guys are good.
Yeah, I'm less on Bosa than you are, but.
I like him. I mean, I'm with you. I sat down and interviewed him. The guy's not going to win any spelling bees, but I'm okay with that. I don't really care about that.
He reminds me of Lattimore from the program.
He does.
It's not going to surprise me if he winds up peeing in a cup and the wrong result comes
up. All right, guys. Spring cleaning. It's that time of year. You got to get your house looking right. Got to get the floors looking right. And you might not know this, but most carpet cleaning companies will leave your carpets dirtier than they found them. They're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not dirt-free carpet cleaning. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. They've got powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep-cleaned, without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. For over 30 years, dirt-free's been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They can clean it all. with the best technology in the game. Give them a call today, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 of you that call. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Taking away to the dark side. I want to be your
left-hand man. I love you. ESPN 97.5. Killers and the $100 billers. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, you can also get us on Twitter and Facebook. We are at Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, and I saw Roger walk in, who's one of the blitzers. So now the party's officially starting once Roger's here.
All right.
He tends to get things cranked up a little. Derek asked on Twitter, NFL Nation mock had Buckner going to San Diego. Is it me, or is that like Deion Jordan going to Miami at 3 in 2013?
Man, I'd be shocked if they took him at 3.
Well, and I would be sure there's been a lot
there's just too many question marks on him.
And I know a lot of this is probably just smoke stuff, but you know, a lot of, they might be more interested in Stanley than Tunsil. I think that would be way overthinking things. And it would be a lot like the Chiefs taking Fisher first, which hasn't worked out. Now, neither of those guys has really worked out, but I think going in, the consensus was Fisher was the second guy, and you got into overthinking it, and that one didn't quite work out. So Nick says the guy doing our book commercial sounds like Kripke from Big Bang Theory. I don't really watch Big Bang Theory.
I don't watch Big Bang Theory.
I don't know which one Kripke. I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you who Kripke is. Drunk Bevo, in what round does the Florida State kicker become a good pick?
Round one, bro.
Well, I remember when the Jaguars took a punter in the third round.
Damn right.
To me, you don't even think about a kicker before round 5 or 6.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good he is. That's worked out one time with Sebastian Janikowski. Otherwise, it's just not worth. To me, there's too many guys who come out of nowhere. Justin Tucker wasn't even drafted.
I know.
And if I told you you were getting Justin Tucker, yeah, you'd use a fifth-round pick. But you wouldn't go any higher than that.
No.
Because there's too many guys.
Except Justin Tucker. I'd use a fourth round on him.
Of course you would, because he's a Texas guy. And
that's
love
my
him.
Guy. Yeah. I don't even care where he played college. So that dude, he hits it when it counts.
He does. Oh, we didn't get to talk about this yesterday, but did you see your buddy Ted Cruz has already picked a running mate? He picked my girl Carly.
You love her, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I like her less now because, you know, I'm kind of picturing her and Ted Cruz together because, you know, I'm sure Ted has. That kind of ruins it for me. It's not quite as bad as the Red Witch.
But you think she's sexy?
Yeah, in sort of a older lady kind of way. Yeah.
So, of all the vice presidents we've ever had, she would be the one that you would want to make love to.
Well, vice presidential candidates.
If she became vice
president,
I would
still, at the time, I would have preferred Palin.
Okay,
because I think
even though Palin is considerably dumber.
Yes.
Okay.
But she kind of
didn't care about that.
Yeah, she kind of had that sort of mean, sexy librarian look about her that I liked.
Okay, I'm going to give you some choices. Okay. You could have sex with Carly Fiorina or Dan Quayle. Who would you pick?
Carly. Close, but Carly.
Carly Fiorina or Dick Cheney?
Carly.
Carly Fiorina or Al Gore?
Can I threesome with Tipper?
Nope.
Okay, Carly.
Carly Fiorina or Walter Mondale?
I haven't seen Walter lately, so I'm going to have to go.
Is he still alive?
I don't even know if he's still alive.
Last one, Carly Fiorina or Nelson Rockefeller? Dude's loaded, remember.
Yeah, I know. If I could get some of the money out of it, yeah. But
okay.
Now I'll stick with Carly.
Now, Dick Cheney or Dan Quayle?
Dan Quayle.
Okay. I'm glad you made that choice.
Yeah.
That's the responsible choice.
Of course it is. So, oh boy, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, I have no idea how we got on that, but you know, I think
I think it's a little silly to be picking a running mate when it doesn't look like you're getting the
nomination. Yeah, like when you're pretty much out.
Yeah. I hate to say
that's
it.
How you get buzz, Fred.
Well, okay. I think my decision may come down to who the actual running mate is, because I'm not going to like either one of these choices, and my only hope is that you get one that there's somebody as vice president that you like, and they're old. You never know. That's it. You see what Dan Le Batard said about?
I didn't see
your buddy Skip
anything about Dan Le Batard saying anything.
He actually said something. I mean, it almost makes sense. He's talking about Skip leaving for Fox Sports. He says the ego of these guys is such that they don't believe they're choosing money over winning. Oh, you got it? Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want to subject the people to Dan. All right, well, let's do it. Yeah, if you've got it, let's play it.
Real quick before we get to the spelling bee, Stu Gatz, you know how we talk about Josh Norman and people make the jump? Oh, look, Josh Norman choosing money over winning. Or A-Rod when he left for the Texas Rangers. Look at A-Rod choosing money over winning. And I'm always telling you that the ego of these guys is such that they don't believe they're choosing money over winning. They right. believe they are going to make the difference. It's happening right now in the sports opinion business, because I told Colin Cowherd not to leave this spot. We were having conversations. Now I'm revealing private conversations that right. I shouldn't be. Even though it would have benefited us, I was telling Colin Cowherd, I don't think you leave. You leave, you're going to get lost. You're going to do it for money, and no one's going to know where to find you. And we don't do this to like have our voices stuffed in a drawer. We do this to be heard.
I told him to leave.
And you realize this is now happening in the opinion business. Skip Bayless doesn't think he's going for money. Skip Bayless thinks he's going to make a difference. And he's not.
Okay. Listen, this is just me. If let's just say that tomorrow, Fred, our contracts were up and we went into an office with whoever wants to hire us, and they said, we're going to give you guys – by the way, he's getting $26 million for 5 years. $26 million.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm taking the money.
I mean, and they say, okay, here's the catch. Our station, we're not – we don't subscribe to Arbitron, so you won't get any ratings. But you're still going to get $26 million. Okay. If you think I'm worth $26 million, I'm good. I understand maybe Dan Le Batard, who maybe he's so in love with himself that he turns on a microphone because he loves hearing his voice every day.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I do this to be heard.
I do this because it's my job. And the reason why I go to work is to make money. That's why most people in America go to work. Otherwise, we just lay around on our yachts all day. But most people have to go make a living. If you get $26 million to go work for 5 years for Fox Sports.
I don't care if nobody hears me.
I don't care who hears me. You're like, oh, well, no one knows who Skip Bayless is anymore. I'd be like, I don't care if you know me, bitch. I'm rich. I have all the money. I don't care what you know.
I can go buy ratings.
Yeah. I'll buy new friends with this money. I don't need you to know what channel I'm on. I don't care because I'm paid.
I think it's ironic because even though Cowherd's numbers have been terrible, they're still better than Le Batard's in his new gig. So,
you're going to get buried, Colin. Yeah.
And guess what? That has kind of happened. He's sort of disappeared from consciousness.
But who cares? He got paid.
Yeah, but do you think he cares about that? And if I'm in the exact same situation, I'm doing the same thing. Let's say they wanted to hire us at some station that nobody could hear. Like, what's the other one that CBS owns? 650.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were going to pay us 10 times what we're making to do that.
Okay. Well, think about this, Fred. What if they said, you guys are going to make 10 times the money you're making now. You're going to do the exact same show, but it's going to be on 1560 from now on. What would you say?
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
You know what?
I'll move studios tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if people want to hear it, I'll tell them where to hear it. And if they want to follow, they can follow. If not, My money is only changing for the better.
No, I'm still doing the same show.
Yeah.
I'm not changing anything. It's going to be the same show, but I'm with you. And I say the same thing about athletes. If you can get paid, man. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. And, you know, I that strikes me as two things. It strikes me as a guy who just wants to hear his voice. And it strikes me as a guy who's like, oh, well, you're leaving ESPN. And yeah, that is, they are going to go off into a void. But you know what? For that much money, his family never has to worry about anything again.
Yeah.
His kids don't have to worry. He's set. And all because he's a blowhard. And that's a skill that somebody's willing to pay you that kind of money for, by goodness, take it. But I do think, I think there's a half of a point there that, yeah, you're kind of going off into oblivion. Well, okay, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's not like these guys are making a difference in the world. They're not. That's a little arrogant, too, especially with his ratings. But, yeah, I do agree to an extent that, yeah, you leave, you're gonna give up what got you here. But I'm sorry. People want to get paid, let them get paid.
Yep.
And we make these decisions for a lot of reasons. I've been offered more money to go other places, but it wasn't enough money to make me change what I enjoy, which is the lifestyle I have, you know, the people I work with, and what we get to do. And but if the money were significantly more,
you figure absolutely. It out. Yeah,
absolutely. I'll make some sacrifices for that because you're getting paid. All right, guys, got to tell you about our good friends at Blue Apron, and that's what I'm having when I get home tonight. This is such a cool deal because they're going to send you great food, fresh, high quality ingredients. They're better for you, and they basically tell you exactly how to cook these things all the way through. They give you everything you need, and they know that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you're going to make incredible meals, so they're going to set the highest quality standards for the community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Have you had a chance to check out your Blue Apron yet?
That's happening tonight, my friend.
Awesome. With me, too.
That is happening tonight. My wife got the we got the box. I think we've got some soy-glazed pork coming through the house tonight.
That sounds awesome.
I'm pretty stoked about. But you've got a variety of things to choose from. You can pick the meals that you want out of a list of options. They're flexible with that. The meals are easy. They come with step-by-step recipes. Check out this week's menu. Get two free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it tastes, how good it feels to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's place. 2713 Rocky Ridge, just off a timer. If you're on your way home from work, don't mess with that traffic. You don't want to be involved in that. Come on out here. Hang out. Great food. Just a great atmosphere. Come hang out on the American side. Join us from Nick's Place for the first round of the NFL draft until 6. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. And Nick's wandering around here somewhere. So
I saw him.
Yeah, you might get a chance to meet him. He's a big star around here. So, just one last thing on this before we get to the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Somebody says nobody's ever going to offer Lebatard that kind of money, so it's
exactly.
Easy to say that.
Yeah, so. It's easy to say when you're the guy who's never going to get the big offer.
936 asks, okay, they give you the money at Fox, but you can't talk gambling or have to make significant changes to the show. Do you still take the money?
For $250 million? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, because you know what? I'll do that for 5 years.
Bro, if I got offered a job tomorrow where I had to go break rocks but I was going to make $250 million over the next 5 years, my radio career would be over. That'd be it.
If you basically tell me you're paying me that money for 5 years.
$25 million, yeah, not 20, $250.
Yeah, $25 million.
Listen, Skip Bayless isn't A-Rod.
No. But after those 5 years, if I want to go back to doing the show the way I was doing it, guess what?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I can do? I can buy a radio station and do whatever show I want.
Yeah. I would just – but if I made that much at the end of that 5 years, I'm buying an island, and I'm basically putting in a bar with all kinds of simulcasting and stuff for me to bet on, and you'll never hear from me again.
Yeah.
I won't even be on Twitter. I'll just disappear. All right, let's do the
just really quickly.
Yes.
How many NHL players do you think will make more money next year than Skip Bayless?
Let's see. I'm going to guess, if you made me set an over-under, I'd say, well, there's going to be some guys like Steven Stamkos is getting paid in free agency
right.
This year, so he will make more per year. Taves and Kane are at 10.5. I'm going to say 12.
It's 5.5 million per year plus the signing bonus.
Okay, so probably closer to 15 or 16 that make
49 hockey okay. players will make more than that. 112 NBA players, 197 NFL players, and 198 baseball players will make more money than Skip Bayless next year. But that leaves a lot that won't make more money than Skip Bayless next year.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are overpaid in this world.
That's true.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym
Including
of the Day.
Us.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not complaining. I freely admit that we get paid more than we should for what we do. Go ahead, John. It's the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. If there are some people that don't deserve to be rescued. Like, if you're doing something truly stupid, like, oh, let's say the greatest hurricane's ever about to hit the coast is here, and you decide to go surfing. You know what? I'm not sending the Coast Guard out to get you.
No.
Or you're taking your boat offshore because you think it'll be cool. You know what? See you in the next life. You know, that's Darwin's Law. Well, the U.S. Coast Guard retrieved an endurance runner, Florida, of course, after he tried to go from South Florida to the Bermuda Triangle in a hydropod.
What's a hydropod?
It's basically a blown-up bubble that he gets on the water and runs, like a hamster thing.
Oh, that's like the people bump into each other with? Like those?
Yes.
I don't like that.
And this is like a five-day journey he was trying to take, or five-month trip, excuse me, from Pompano Beach, Florida, to the Bermuda Triangle.
What kind of food did he have in that thing?
It doesn't say. But this is so perfect, because the second time he's tried to do this, this guy, Reza Baluchi, an Iranian-born man who lives in Pompano, was not authorized to depart on his jersey because his vessel and water conditions were unsafe. The penalty was a 7-year confinement and a $40,000 fine. In 2014, his GPS device fell into the ocean about 70 miles off St. Augustine. The Coast Guard began monitoring his movements and rescued him from the ocean. That cost him more than $140,000 in
fines.
Nope. You know, I'm not going to rescue you. If you're doing something this stupid, okay, good luck. You're on your own, pal. The bubble has 36 buoyancy balls on each side, and he was equipped with a life vest containing a water filter, a GPS tracking device, and shark repellent. He says, I don't know what to do. I don't want to fight with the Coast Guard. I want peace. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I want to find a lawyer to help me. He was trying to go basically 1,015 miles. And he planned to follow the entire 3,500-mile Bermuda Triangle, which would also take him to Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Did he learn a lesson, though? That's the real...
I don't think he did. He just wants a lawyer to help him so he can do it again. Sir, I would let you drown. I'm just going to tell you. In fact, I might go and pop little holes in your bubbles just for grins.
Just a quick question. And by the way, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day.
Here we go.
It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
John, you a little slow on the trigger today, man?
No, there's the delay between you and me. Sounds like a second and a half.
Suddenly, every...
That's,
oh, really?
That's why it took you so long to do that math earlier, I can see. Yes.
Yes, and we were waiting for a response to that. So, okay. You know what you're going to have to do is we're going to say, hey, Jung, could you tell us about this? And that way he'll have
Please, Jung? That's what we'll say.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Ezekiel Elliott at the draft, and he's wearing a crop top shirt. Like, he looks like Britney Spears via 1999. It's thrown me off quite a bit, to be honest.
Are those pink pants, too?
No, maybe.
Yeah, I think they may be salmon.
I think they may be salmon. And he's got a salmon bow tie with a blue shirt and a blue jacket. I don't know about that crop top. That's weird. I'm going to throw that out. He's falling down my draft board quickly with this.
Yeah. You should, I don't know, if you're going
to
dress
you
like...
You show up to the draft looking like Britney Spears... You're falling down my draft board. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm probably going to pass.
That's rules of the game, my friend. I don't care how good of a running back you are. I can't draft you if you show up in a belly shirt.
Joshua said the guy took protein bars with him, and Jay Mark said maybe they wanted him to live and incur those ridiculous fines. I guess if you're the Coast Guard, you're probably a little bored. It's like, yeah, let's go rescue this idiot in the
bubble. What do we got going on?
Yeah, we just got a little poker game going. We haven't had any cruise ships mess up in a while. Yeah, let's go get this guy.
You remember the Coast Guard had to rescue me one time?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
When my brother-in-law's boat ran out of gas, we were in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. They had to tow us.
But
we didn't get any fines.
No, that was just bad luck. When you go out on a boat, you don't anticipate it breaking down on you.
No.
You go out in a bubble in bad conditions, yeah, you're not expecting to live. Hey, guys, got to tell you about our good friends at ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring...
ZipRecruiter.
Do you know the best place to post your job to find the best candidates?
I do now.
So do I. And you know what? The best way to get the best candidates is get your job posted on all the top job sites. Now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. And I can tell you, as somebody who's done a lot of hiring...
That'd be convenient, wouldn't it?
That would have been awesome for me to have back in my days in the Chronicle. It's awesome to have now with some of the other businesses I'm involved in, because I'm telling you, man, if you don't get good candidates, then you're not going to make good hires, and they are going to help you get the best candidates.
You can find them in any city or industry nationwide. You just post once and watch the candidates roll on in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You're not juggling emails or calls to your office. They make it really simple. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, you guys can try it for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
ESPN 97.5.